All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and it's the Games and Rants show with me and, of course, Zexy, who is watching. And now I'm about to buy her I got a skirt coming in for her because, I don't know, I looked at her and I was like, it's not too ladylike to just have the leggings and the shirt there. She's still wearing her Thought Patrol, but I've actually got a new shirt with her that's kind of like metal. It's got like an anime girl. Kind of looks black metal, but it's got an anime girl in the center of the circle with the star or whatever. So it looks a little different than... But I like it. I thought it was pretty cool. It's one of those Harakaju shirts. So she'll be wearing that. And her skirt, which will probably come in January. It's a small skirt. Hopefully it fits, but it just doesn't seem right to not give her a skirt. Just looks really weird. I didn't realize how important a skirt was. But, you know. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsors. The sponsor one is the Spinning Robot Pussy. If you've got a doll, Spinning Robot Pussy will work for you. Go ahead and give that a try. You can also use it by yourself, as DP has said several times. I don't know why he keeps saying that. Maybe he bought one and hasn't told me about it. I don't know anything about that, but he doesn't tell me everything. And we also have the Dragon's Treasure tee. If you like anime-themed tees, go ahead and buy yourself some Dragon's Treasure tea. Tea is good. I used to make tea a lot while I was listening to the music of Umineko. Umineko has really fantastic music. And my neighbor, you know, driving by there. Yeah, you probably heard that. But... Umineko is really fantastic music, and I used to love making tea to it. Of course, I would leave the volume on pretty loud on my PC. I think I had my PC speakers back then. And while it was playing, it was just very calm and relaxing, some of the themes in it. Because there's like, 300 different songs in Umineko? Maybe more than that. Well, anyway, I would make tea to that, and I found it very refreshing, very relaxing music, really beautiful music, some of the best ever composed in the genre. So, if that sounds interesting to you, then you may want to go pick it up. Umineko also, of course, you can get on Steam or Manga Gamer. So you can have your own little tea-making experience, as I did with some of the beautiful music in that game. And I think that's all we've got on sponsors. Manga Gamer, I believe they released all the, what are those little, these stupid things have been going, I have like 2 or 3 copies of them. The Virtual Stars, what is it, Ray and I, Virtual Idol or the Idol things. Basically, they got all 3 of them now, and I'm like, I like the art. The art looks really nice. It's like the art you can kind of see and touch. It's like the live 2D shit, which I like that. But, like, I don't know. I think these games are getting pimped out, these little... they did a new one called Monstars, and I think they're all supposed to be, like, pop idols in Japan or represent pop idols in Japan. But it's not really my thing. But they're there. They're not that expensive. They had some on Groupies and, of course, Inigala. I think they've still got one you can buy over there. If you want them, you got them. I know Keiko, or is it Reiko? Those ones you can get. But that's all we've really got to talk about. And rewrite. Big visual novel. Big. I mean, big, big, big. This is a key, but it also has Ryu 7 actually wrote some of it. So it's not just completely bug-eyed anime girls. It's got some merit. Sakai Project has finally announced that this motherfucker is coming to Steam after a long wait on December the 17th. A long wait. When I say a long wait, I mean a long wait. There is a fan translation, but this is the official localized version of the game, Rewrite Plus. It has the little dungeon mini game that I don't think anybody's really played yet. I think it's Fiesta. That one is coming. So go ahead and pick that one up on Steam on December the 17th. Of course, they won't bring it anywhere else. There's the Kai Project. Why would they? They might bring it to GOG eventually, maybe in 2024. But for now, you know, that's what we're getting. Okay, so all that out of the fucking way, let's get to the topic. So I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he said some things that, well, I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about, but he said some things that pretty much gave me a topic for tonight. And he said, he was talking about the importance of positivity. Basically, he said, you know, I didn't know anything about real estate. I didn't know anything about how to work on houses, how to do any of this stuff. And he said to me, he said, look, he said, I've got my house paid for, my car is paid for, I have no debt. All this is verifiable, by the way. He said, you know, I've got these kids, you know, he's not married. Him and his girlfriend broke up amicably, but she does recognize him as the father. She does recognize that her kids are his sons. And they see him like a father, so they at least have been able to handle their stuff like that. And of course, he's manic depressive, so he deals with some manic episodes, and she has a lot of anxiety and a panic disorder, sort of like I have been known to have. And it was a little difficult for them to get through. Now, they're not married, so there wasn't any court, anything like that. They just split amicably, which I really recommend people do if they can, because marriage just complicates things, and he didn't want that kind of complication, and neither did she, and they wanted to still have the kids in his life, which he definitely does. He gets them ready for school and all that kind of thing, so it means a lot. And he said to him, he's like, look, I was sitting on the couch and I was playing video games all day, feeling sorry for myself. And all of a sudden, like, I just said to myself, he said, you know what? You're a pussy. I said, what are you doing? Like, you're a good guy. You make, you know, you've got this good life. You can make positive. You have, like, a positive outlook on things. He's like, there's a lot of good you could be doing. So he thought about the real estate thing, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to learn this real estate thing. So he started, he said, he has a $60 computer he got at a garage sale, okay? He's got his phone, and that's what taught him how to do the real estate. And that also taught him how to work on the buildings, how to, you know, what guys to hire and all that kind of stuff, because he has money for that. But you can have money and not really know what to do with it. Well, he figured it'd be better to just put the money to, you know, a good cause, you know, something to help this, refurnish these low income properties. And basically it's what they're doing. And, you know, he's got all kinds of guitar equipment and all that stuff. He's been doing band stuff for years, heavy metal, stuff for years, but, he just never really knew what to do with his time and all that. And he started working with all that. He started working with these guys, and he didn't know how to do it. So he said, you know what? Let me get in there with you guys and try to learn. And you guys kind of helped me out. And he said it'd been a few times he stepped on a nail. And we're talking about that can ruin your foot. Like, he didn't get a tetanus shot or anything. He said it's been a while since that's happened. But it definitely, he said, I got angry, I got manic, and I stepped on a damn nail. And he said, I gotta watch myself. You know, he goes and sees a doctor every so often, kind of, you know, fix that problem he's got. But, you know, he's trying to deal with it. He's like, I don't want to go into Tyler Durden mode, you know. He says, I want to keep on the same positive path I'm on. You know, I want to keep thinking positive about things. And, he said, one of the things I did do is I went to the church and I started helping out at the, he started helping out at the food drive, you know? And he said, man, he said, we got badass food, too. We got ribs and steaks and all this kind of stuff. Now, this is in the state capital, so they're probably doing better off than what we have here. But they got steaks and ribs, and he said the Kashi cereal and all that kind of stuff. He says, it's good stuff. And he said, there's this 80-year-old woman that's still, like, despite her age, she still works hard and helps out and, you know, just does all that kind of stuff. And he said, it's really inspiring. He said, I have never, ever, ever, ever had a problem with anything I've done for this church. I mean, dude ain't even religious. Like, he's agnostic, but he said going into the church, he's like, man, they've always been very welcoming to me. They've always wanted me to help out over there, you know. It's just a really good thing, he said. Every day he gets to help out, and, you know, he's just learning constantly about the real estate. And not just the real estate, you know, this guy isn't just walking around with a hard, with a blue hat on, you know. No, he's getting in there, he's in the crawl space trying to learn all this shit. How do you level a house? How do you do that? He's learning, he's teaching himself this kind of stuff. He's like, man, he's like, as long as I focus, I can fucking learn anything I want. That's what he said. He said, I can learn anything I want to learn. Anything I want to know, I can learn off the internet, and I can do whatever I want to do. I can be the kind of person that, you know, whatever kind of life I want to have, I can learn how to do it. And that's just amazing, right? Because we never had that ability before. A lot of people take this shit for granted. And he was talking to somebody else, a woman. And he's like, she's like, why do, you know, she doesn't understand why people from this country don't understand, like, how good they have it here. It's like, anything you want in this country, we will give you. Like, if you want a job, we'll get you a job. If you want food, we'll get you food. If you want this, we'll get this for you. You know, and he says, I can understand where these right-wing people come from. Not the far right, but the right-wing people. Because he's like, if you want something, you got to work for it. You got to get out there and take it. You got to do, you know, what you need to do to get yourself what you want in life. It's like, the opportunity is there. You can't just go demand that you get this and get that. You got to fucking work for it. You got to prove that you do deserve it. Like, you gotta say, hey, I worked hard. You're not working hard enough. You know? Whatever you want to do, you gotta fucking actually get out there and do it. That's what people don't understand. And they're like, oh, this country sucks. They won't give me this. They won't give me that. And my buddy, he's Persian, man. He's, you know, he's not white, doesn't have this privilege or whatever. He's fucking Persian guy. He's got, you know, they... Arabic dude, right? So, he's working at it. He's trying to make do. I mean, he got called one thing by a young boy a couple years ago. Made him laugh. He said, you got some balls, kid. But nah, my man's been in all these bands playing heavy metal. He said, I've made some kick-ass great songs, you know. But I want to do more. He just said, I want to do more for people. I want to help people out. I want to, you know, he wants to make something of himself. He doesn't just want to sit and play video games and feel sorry for himself. He wants to do something. And that really just very inspiring. And it's a message I wanted to share with you guys. Because, you know, we talk a lot about how bad things are, but there's still good fucking people out there, and there's still good fucking things in the world that can be done. And it's very important when he comes and sits, you know, and tells me, he said, look, you know, I'm not perfect. I got these manic issues, and, you know, sometimes I get really angry and upset and freak out, but, like, I make it work, you know? And, of course, he's telling me about all this bullshit. This fentanyl shit's bad. Like, he told me right now, one of the women he knows, her daughter is on 16 at rehab for fentanyl and meth. Where the hell are they getting fentanyl? I don't know, but she started when she was 13 years old, folks. 13 years old. Where in the fuck are they getting fentanyl? Somebody, Tell me, where the hell are these kids getting fucking fentanyl? Man, I remember back in the day, you know, we had like pot and alcohol. And I was like, fentanyl? Like, I remember the meth days, okay? I mean, well, I don't remember the meth day. I was a little older then. But I knew that a lot of people were getting into meth. But now they're going from meth to fucking fentanyl. It's like, Jesus Christ, y'all even know what fentanyl is? It's like all these kids are on Narcan. Like, what? Narcan? Dude, are you fucking serious? Like, I just can't believe it, guys. It's absolutely unreal to even hear about this kind of shit. Like, I've been around a long time. And this is the first I've ever heard of kids getting into this fucking shit. But they are. They're definitely getting into this fucking fentanyl shit. And, getting on Narcan. These goddamn rappers, maybe. I don't know. Instagram is some celebrity going on there trying to tell people to take fentanyl? Is it the Kardashians thing? Or is it something that, the new TikTok thing, fentanyl? Where the fuck are these kids hearing about this fentanyl shit? I just don't get it, guys. Maybe I'm just goddamn old, but I've never heard of anything like that before. Man, my eyes bulged out of my head. And then they were talking about some shit about, I don't know. Some guy's wife might be cheating on him. And then I'm like, oh my God, of course. I said, people don't know what the hell they're doing. They said, basically, a man moved this woman and her kids into the house and trying to say that he's just friend with her. You don't move a woman and all of her damn kids into your house if you're just friends with her. Come on, now. Ain't nobody that goddamn stupid, are they? Or is that where we're at? Are people really that goddamn stupid? I don't know. It might be. You know, they said the dumbing down of America. And I'm definitely believing we're having a dumbing down of America because... why are people so goddamn stupid? I remember this country back in the 80s and the 90s. I got a group, God forbid, all it does is a page group, I don't know. But it says, it's like, I was born in the 80s and 90s. And basically everything they bring up in there reminds me of my past. Oh, I remember when America used to be about that. Oh, I remember when that was a thing. Oh, I remember that. Don't you remember those good old American days? I do. I remember those good old American days and those good old American ways. You know, I'm sorry I'm maybe, throwing up the banner of my country a little bit too proudly here, but we used to mean something. We used to be something. And now I'm looking at this, it's like, how the hell can shit go worse? Like, 13-year-olds, goddamn fentanyl? Are you fucking kidding me? They're just right from the tweens to the junkies? Look, what the fuck happened here? What's going on, man? It's like, you're the hentai guy. I know I'm the hentai guy. Because everything else is just fucking crazy. You gotta go into the fictional world, but then you look at the fictional world, and you're like, oh my God, some of that shit's going on now too. Like, I mean, obviously it's an exaggeration, but then you look at the world and you're like, well, hold on, is it really an exaggeration anymore? I mean, we ain't got monsters around doing crazy shit yet, but, I mean, we got monster people. We got fucking kids into this, being sold these drugs that turn them into fucking monsters and ruin their goddamn life, that ruin the lives of everybody else. You know, maybe it ain't pig men and tentacle dicks, but, it's... monstrous, nonetheless. It's monstrous. That shit will destroy you. That will violate your family. That will violate your livelihood. That will destroy you. That shit is fucking evil. That meth is evil. That fucking heroin, that cocaine, that fentanyl. There ain't too many drugs I can recommend. And you know what? He also told me, guys? He told me I need to lay off the caffeine. He said, caffeine is a psychotropic drug. You take too much of it, it's going to make you paranoid. I didn't know that. Like, I knew too much of it, probably a bad thing. But I really had to lay off the caffeine. Right now, I'm Gatorade. I had a little bit of a Powerade that I had left in the fridge, and I'm drinking this Gatorade fruit punch. So I'm drinking this Gatorade right now. I said I was going to drink some alcohol and Dr. Pepper, but I decided I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that, guys. We're just going to roll it normal. I don't think there's any need for me to do that. And by the way, you're looking at the wonderful Evil Within 2. This is such a great game. Such a great looking game. One of the best survival horror experiences I've ever played in my life. I loved every minute of it. So you guys are seeing a great one. If you haven't played it, if it's in your Steam list or something like that, you really do need to give yourself a chance to play it. It's a fun one. You won't regret it. I swear you won't. It's better than the Resident Evil Village, I thought. Because I looked at the Resident Evil Village. I didn't play it, but I watched somebody play the whole game through from beginning to end. And I gotta say, I liked Evil Within a hell of a lot more. Two. Not the first. First one's okay, but the second one's really good. It deserves all the praise it gets. But yeah, guys. Just too much going on right now in America. And it just makes me hurt for the way we used to be. And it was really better times. I think anybody that was around in this age, or around my age, rather, can attest to it being better times. It really was. And it's just bad what they're doing. You know, he says he's trying to teach his sons life lessons. And it's like, God, I hope you can do that. I hope you get through to these boys. They're all boys, by the way. He's just trying to teach these boys right. God damn, I'm glad, you know. It's good to hear a story like that, though. Like, you wonder who's going to win. Is it going to be him, or is it going to be the deep state? Who's going to win the battle? Is he going to be able to teach these boys some sense, or is the deep state going to get him in this critical race theory? Is it going to get into this, I'm oppressed? Is it going to get in, because they're all white boys. They're not his kids, you know. But, yeah, he did date a single mother, but he didn't marry her. I know. He didn't marry her, though. They broke off amicably. He still wants to take care of those kids, though. That's his decision. And so far, he's doing a very good job of it. Been doing a very good job of it for years, folks. This isn't like, you know, other situations. They just could not work as a couple, and he's still taking care of those kids. And she wants him to take care of those kids. She can't do it by herself. She realizes that, unlike a lot of these other women, they need a father. And he's being that father, and he's teaching them shit. He's teaching them lessons. He's like, look, he's like, I wanted to sit on my ass and feel sorry for myself. Well, I realize I can't do that. If you want something, you can do it. He said, but you got the power. If you have the focus and the power, you can do anything you fucking want in this world. You just gotta put time into it and study every day. Hone your craft every single day, no matter what you do. Just work at it, get better and better and better. If it's something you really want to do, just continue to do it. Why do you think I continue to do it? Because I like this stuff and I like want to get better and better and better at it. You know, I mean, things are going to be perfect, but they're going to be to a level that I like, you know? I had to read Closed Game in the middle of a goddamn... It felt like the fucking bottom was falling out down here. I finished the game, yeah, but I had to keep going. I'm like, well, I'm not finished with this. I got to continue. I mean, I was damn near going to get to the point where I had to start screaming the damn lines because you couldn't hear over the rain. But I'm like, you know what? I probably just might go ahead, trash some of that, cut some of that, and redo some of those scenes for people that want to see them. I mean, I don't really want to go back through them. I don't like those scenes, but, you know, people want that full experience. People said, you know, we want Closed Game. We want all of that path. I mean, it's not the end of the game by far. There's many routes you got to do in that game. But I got to go back and do the rest of it because I promised people I was going to give them that whole thing. So, I gotta do that now. I gotta go back into my save and go through all that. I'm not really happy about it, but I gotta do it. But, yeah.